Makas Peg Beis, Mishnah Ches, Ki Yotze Boi, the Mishnah continues along the same lines of something else. It's very hard to understand. There's a new din over here which has no shaykhis. So the Mefarshim explain that this Mishnah is also a Mishnah in Shvius, Peg Yud Mishnah Ches. The context over there is on a choiv that was Nishtamit, Ruven Oshim and Mani, the Halacha Gzeis HaKosov, is that Shemitah wipes out, the end of Shemitah wipes out Choyvois. What happened was the Choyv was wiped out. Still the right thing is for him to go back, and even though the Malva is not allowed to demand that he get paid, but the Loiva could encourage him to take it. So there's a lotion of disclaimers that a person, when he doesn't have a right to something, disclaimers that a person issues. That's the Mishnah over there. And Mamel Vizdin, which is going to be about a person giving a disclaimer, is mentioned in that context. And that's why it says Ki Yotzebe over here. The Mishnah doesn't have a Hakdomah. So the reason why it says Ki Yotzebe over here is only because this Mishnah is a Loshon of a Mishnah in Shvius. And the Mishnah over here is just quoting the Mishnah over there. Retzeach Shegolo Li'ir Miklote. Retzeach that was taka stuck in his place, in the place that was koiled him. They want to give mishteller, they want to start darshening. It's a choshev person. I'm posel, my hands are full of Yiddish blood, Rechmana Mitzlot. He has to issue a disclaimer, and then after that, where it's clearly he's not demanding, and he's in a state of hachno, of submissiveness, so then the right thing is, if he's taking the man for the job, yikabo mehem. Shedema v'zeh dvar retzech. The Ritzech has what to say. He has what to say. On the other hand, he's a Ritzech. So there has to be an in-between. That's what the Mishnah is saying over here. Malim hoyu schar lalavim. The Ritzchim would pay rent to Levim for living there. Tiv Reb Yehuda. This was part of the Levim getting their cities that Moshe Rabbeinu gave them. As a special nachla, was an understanding that this would be part of their job of rehabilitating criminals, of being koilet roitzchim. Another machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameh bin Yonei roitzchim in the miklot is what happens after the term of service is ended. It says the mission of a choizel is surora shahoya bo divri Rameh. Whatever shteller he had before that, he was a rov, he was a shiva, he had a position of trust in the community, he was a gabbai tzedakah. He goes back, he has to start a new beginning. The Gemara explains that there's a pasuk by Yovel, when the Neved Ivri, who was va'avode lo'ilam until Yovel, because he was a nirtza. So he goes back, the pasuk says mufurish, so he goes back, v'shova mishpachtoi, he goes back to the positions that were in the family. So that's by Evan Ivi. The Gemara learns out Exer Shov in the Shas, whether you Makabal Exer Shov. That's the Machloikas. So we're now finished the Dinim of Golus. And now we have the last Mishnah in the last Perek in Maseches Makis, which deals with the last part of Dinei Bezdin that we haven't really dealt with extensively in Maseches Sanhedrin. And that is the Dinim of Chayove Malkus. As a general rule, the person who's over on a lois asay is chayv malchus. Asay, the person who's only mevatel mitzvah asay, and that is not chayv. Only mevatel mitzvah asay. Gevaldik, it's a tremendous zaynish. There's another thing also, that with mitzvah asay, a person is not mechuyiv to give up everything he has to be mekayim a mitzvah asay. Because it's only a bittle of a mitzvah asay. A lois asay is he's doing something. So that he's bechuyav to give up kol mamoni, it's only pekuch nefashos, which is there. Because you see another example of this. Malkus l'maisis exes hakosu. The pasuk that talks about Malkus in Parsha Shoiftim is right, in Parsha Sukesei, is right next to the din of l'saksim shor b'disha. Chazal say that putting a muzzle on a behema is a loisase. So the prototype of Malkus is only by loisase, not by nase. Why did Chazal hop onto that nekuda? There are other nekudas. The 365 lavin are not all by Malkus. Many of them are not. There's different rules. There's a rule of lav shein by maisa. Discussion about that we paskin lav shein by maisa in loikin olov. There's lav anitik lase. There's lav shebech lolois. There's Lav Sheba Momen. All these categories do not have Malkus. So because of that, it's not an across-the-board rule. The Mishnah has to list off who taka yeah. The Mishnah doesn't go to Chayve Lavin. The Mishnah over here, Mishnah Aleph, goes to Chayve Krisus. Chayve Krisus, Mala Chayve Krisus, and Malkus. The Gemara brings, and we pass in this way, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchok, the Tanna Rabbi Yitzchok, and the Mishnah holds that Chayve Krisus, if the person was given Hasra, that and there are Edim, the Alochis could get Malkus. Over here, the Malkus is a privilege. Chorus would mean he would die without a kapora. Only Misosi would be mechaper, and even he would have trouble upstairs. Mashengen, if he gets Malkus, the Pasuk says, V'niklo chicho le'enecho. Once he was beat up and he got Malkus, le'ochicho, we consider him a brother. That itself is mechaper. So he gets a chance with the Yisurim of Malkus to be mechaper, what otherwise would not be niskaper ad moisei. So the chayvikrisus that are listed off over here are the arayas first. Habo al, these are all in Pashas Kedoshim, that these arayas are all chayvikrisus, not chayvimisa. Chayvimisa one cannot patter up with chorus. Habo al, with Malkus. Habo al achoisoi, somebody's born his sister, al achois of his maternal aunt, al achois imoi, his paternal aunt, his maternal aunt, al achois ishtoi is his sister-in-law, Eishes Ochiv is another sister-in-law, but it's two different things. One is his wife's sister. A wife's sister has one kula that after his wife dies, he can marry his wife's sister, Eishes Ochiv. Also has one case where Eishes Ochiv one can marry. That's by Yibum. Al Eishes Achi Oviv, the wife of his father's brother. It's a paternal aunt through marriage. Al Hanido, it's his own wife, or any other woman who's a Nido. Al Mono Lekoyen Godl. Amanu l'kayin gadol, here's where we have to make a stop. Amanu l'kayin gadol is definitely only chayv elavin, but it's chayv elavin, so there's Malkus. Grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedit. Again, over here we have the same aura that we had in Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, that there's no Malkus on chalutza. B'mayin over there, we had a discussion of a Reb Kiva Eger, that was only a kasha over there, l'gabi edus. Over here, certainly the word chalutza is mentioned agav. Chalutza is a din d'rabbanon, that a kayin is not allowed to marry her. So that's mentioned over here, about that there won't be Malkus, there'll be Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus is a Rabbonon imposed oinish to be menea people from doing Averis. It's not Malkus proper. And there are differences. It's not done formally with the Seder Halko that will be mentioned later on in our Perek. Mamzeres and Nesinuli Yisrael, or Mamzeres, a Yid is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres, a Mamzer is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, these are Chayve Lavin. Nesina is also a din dirabonon. It's from the enikloch of those that are called anche givoin that were magai b'mei Yeshua ben Nun. Later on, because the chachomim saw that there was a mid of akzorius in them, they asked them, they made them into psule kol. So you have all over Shas mentioned nisino as similar to a mamzer. Now it's only dirabonon, and the Mishnah mentions it anyways. Mamzeres and nisino li Yisrael, or a bas Yisrael, lenosin l'mamzer. It's the same idea both ways. What we just said, that a nosin is midrabbonon, is according to some shittis. The Rav Gerada is not going with that. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubos Daf Kof Tes. We spoke about this by Richus in Ksubos, in the first Mishnah of the third parak, Ayin Shom. What's negev for purposes over here is that there's machlokes Rishonim. Is a nosin, even after Geirus, there's a lav, because they're descended from the Shiva Amnim, the Klais were conquered, there's a lav of Leitis Chatenbom, and therefore there'd be Malkus, or some Rishonim Adoichen, they hold that Leitis Chatenbom is Avada, can't be true, somebody was Megayer. The Leitis Chaten is before Gir, but after Gir, Avada, not. It's a Psul Rabbanon, the Mishnah over here mentioned Agar Burcho, which would explain also Grusha v'Chalutza. Almonu Grusha, the Mishnah points out one ha'ora, that a Kohen Godl, who's marrying a woman who's an Almona and a Grusha, is Chayovin Aleh Mishum Shnei Shemais. She has two Isurim. There could be Isurim Bia that have two Malkusim. Mishnah then says, Grusha v'chalutza ene Chayiv Aleh Mishem Echol Bavad. If she was a grusha from one husband and a chalutza because the other husband died, so the lekoyin hedit, even though chalutza is like a grusha, but it's only midirabon, and therefore any chayv elam b'shem echad b'shem echad b'vad. Go back for a second to Almonu Grusha. The case where he's chayiv two is a woman who was an almono, and then she married somebody else who divorced her. So kohen gadol abola is chayiv two. That case is dafka and not a fakerta case, where first she was nizgareshes and then almono. Why? Because a woman who was already a grusha was already aser, and there's a klal in isur chalalisa. We've had in other places, in isur chalalisa means if something is aser, mishum nevela, it doesn't get another isur nitoisov of something that's extreme. It's already aser. Masha'en kain, when a woman was first nis almon, so she's only aser to a kohen gadol. Now she marries another husband, the other husband divorces her. The chaloy shem gerushin is chal on top of the isur almono, because since the gerushin asks her up on all other kind, not just the kohen gadol, so once it's moisiv that much extra isur, it's chal even legufe shel dvarim, and a kohen gadol abola is chayv too. The other way around, you're not being moisiv anything. If she was misgareshes first, what did the almonokite, the second isur, what did that accomplish? Anyway, she was a grusha, she couldn't marry a kohen gadol. Similarly, didn't accomplish anything, therefore there's only one malchus. One more is that grusha v'chalutza, this day yichayv only one. The Mepharshim say, it sounds like the Mishnah is saying more than just pointing out that chalutza there's no malchus. What it sounds like saying is he's only chayv one, nothing else. L'chayra, he should be chayv malchus arboim, plus he should be chayv malchus mardus v'ming and over in the isidur abonon of chalutza. The Rishonim have two Mahalchim and why not? Either because anyways he's getting Malchus, there's no point. Malchus Marad is only on something that doesn't have any Oynish, because I wanted a deterrent factor. Over here anyways he's getting Malchus, that's one Hezbollah. The other Hezbollah would be more edel, that Grushev and Chalutza are really the same Issur. Chalutza is a replica of Gerushin on a Durabonon level, it's Mafki and Ishus. So Melech Chazal wouldn't shtel avek an Oynish of Malchus Mardus of Chalutza together with Grushev, because it's one aver. So, to give him two punishments on one zach, ain't a chayv elam shum, shem echad.